Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to this week's English khutbah, and the topic is piety to our parents. Alhamdulillah, all praise is due to Allah, the one who has advised human beings to demonstrate piety to their parents. O Allah, you are our Lord, and to you belongs all praise. We believe in you, in your angels, in your divine books, in your messengers, in the last day and in your divine decree, both its good and apparent bad. And we testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except you, the uniquely one who has no partners in his oneness. And we testify that our Sayyiduna Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. O Allah, send your peace and blessings upon him and upon his family, his companions, and whomsoever follows him in guidance until the last day, amma ba'd, to continue. I advise you, O slaves of Allah and myself, with the taqwa of Allah. For verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامِ, and have taqwa of Allah, through whom you ask one another, and the wombs. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Qur'an that alongside his decreeing the exclusivity of his worship, he has conjoined upon us the necessary good treatment of our parents. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهِ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ أَحْسَانًا, and your Lord has decreed that you not worship except him, and to parents, goodly treatment. Elsewhere, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conjoins the necessity of gratitude towards him with that gratitude also being extended towards our parents. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَشْكُرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيْكَ إِلَيَّ الْمَصِيرُ, be grateful to me and to your parents. To me is the final destination. In these two noble verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us to demonstrate filial piety and gratitude to our parents. So he has conjoined devotion towards him with goodly treatment and excellent behavior towards our parents. And he has conjoined gratitude and thankfulness towards him with gratitude and thankfulness towards our parents. In this conjoining, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated to us the immensity of the rank our parents hold and the loftiness of the station that they have with regards to the rights and obligations they have upon us. For essentially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is letting us know that after the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is nothing more obligated than the rights of our parents. And this is because whilst Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the sole creator and maintainer of ourselves and the entirety of the created universe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made our parents the primary means by which we are brought into existence. And in this capacity, our parents are the ones who are most owing of gratitude after our gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see that not only are our parents the means by which we come into this world, but in a very vulnerable way, we are essentially entirely dependent on our parents in the first few years of our lives. And so our parents mirror for us the nature of our dependence that we should have with regards to how we think we should be with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala essentially reminds us of this vulnerability that we had as children by highlighting that just as our parents brought us up when we were children, when we were young, then we should essentially also be cognizant of this as we grow older and as we become independent, and that we should remember this debt or this awareness of how they looked after us when we were young, and makes supplication for them by saying, رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا, O my Lord, have mercy upon them as they brought me up when I was young. So the act of supplicating for our parents is a demonstration of the righteousness that we should have towards our parents in lieu or an understanding of the righteousness that our parents displayed to us. And this is the reason why we find that the prophets, such as the Prophet Nuh alayhi salam, would specifically make dua for his parents in terms of honoring this right that the parents had. So Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam would say, Rabbi ighfirli wa li walidayya, my Lord, forgive me and my parents. Similarly, the father of the Prophet Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam called upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by saying, رَبَّنَا غُفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, our Lord, forgive me and my parents and the believers on the day the account is established. So brothers and sisters, we can see the debt that we owe our parents. It's as if one of the great scholars of Islam said, whoever prays the five daily prayers has indeed shown gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whoever makes supplication for the parents after each of their obligatory five prayers has indeed shown gratitude to their parents. And so the sign that a child has been raised well and is upon goodly character is usually demonstrated by the degree of filial piety that they have towards their parents. And when we find children or a son or a daughter supplicating for their parents, this is a sign that they are firm upon the religion of Islam and have good character. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ said that even when a person dies, amongst the things that will continue to benefit them in this world is a righteous child, وَلَدٌ صَالِحْ يَدْعُو لَهُ, a righteous child who supplicates for them. And so this is something that parents should hope for in their children. And of course, a lot of this exists as a cycle, in that when we ourselves are dutiful to our parents, then we can expect that our children in turn will be dutiful to ourselves. And when we seek to hasten to meet the needs of our parents, then we can expect that when our time comes and we have children in this world, if that is something Allah has destined, then our children in turn will be dutiful to us. Hal jaza'ul ihsan illa al-ihsan, is not the reward for excellence or goodly conduct excellent and goodly conduct? And so in regards to this, it's important to mention that when we strive to demonstrate birr, or this word that encompasses kindly behavior, respectfulness, reverence, all of these things are incorporated within the word birr. And when we strive to do that, then we are effectively doing one of the most beloved acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many a time, some of us may think, I need to go on this tremendous spiritual pilgrimage, or I need to give so much charity, or I need to exert myself in some act of devotion that entails I pray the entire night and I continually fast for several days. But whilst these may and may not be great deeds in and of themselves, amongst the most beloved acts to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the testimony of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as narrated on the authority of Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, is showing piety to our parents. For it is narrated that Sayyidina Ibn Mas'ud, Abdullah Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, once asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, Ayyul amal ahabbu ila Allah, which are the deeds or which are the acts that are most beloved to Allah? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, As-salatu ala waqtiha, prayer in its correct time. So sometimes these things that are consistent, but amongst the most obligatory things upon us, are the things that by which we draw nearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Masud continued after hearing this answer about salah, and he said, Thumma ayy, and after that, what is it? Is there anything after that? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Thumma birrul walidain." After that is birr, demonstrating piety to one's parents. So we can see that this act of just being kind, just being reverent, just being respectful, just being dutiful to our parents is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most loves. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala usually makes these means the means by which we enter into success in this life. So we shouldn't be surprised to see that those who are kind and respectful and reverent of their parents are those who generally have the most happiness in their hearts. That those who look after their parents are those who find that their worldly affairs usually encounter success. That they find a way out of their difficulties. That they find their provision becomes expanded. That they find they have barakah and grace from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all manners and forms throughout their lives. And that when the time comes for them to have children themselves, then their children are similarly kind and respectful back to them. And so in an ultimate sense, this means of being kind and respectful to our parents is the way of attaining unto the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as we said in one of our previous khutbas, and ultimately is the means by which we can enter into paradise. It is narrated on the authority of our mother, the mother of the believers, Aisha radiallahu anha, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that he once fell asleep and that he saw himself in paradise. And so he says, فَسَّمِعْتُ سَوْتِ الْقَارِئِنْ يَقْرَعُ. He said, then I heard a voice reciting. And so he said, فَقُلْتُ. And so the Prophet says, I said, مَنْ هَذَا, who is this? فَقَالُ. And so he was responded to by saying, هَذَا حَارِثُ ابن نُعْمَان. This is Haritha ibn Nu'man. And so the Prophet then said, كَذَلِكَ الْبِرْ. This is filial piety. This is filial piety. It should be noted that this Sahabi, Harith ibn Nu'man, radiallahu anhu, may Allah be pleased with him, was specifically known for being very respectful and honoring with regards to his mother. So the Prophet recognized this when he saw him in this dream vision of seeing him in paradise. And this is a testimony, as has been narrated to us now, of the power of simply being kind and respectful to our parents. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from those who fulfill the rights of our parents upon us, that we show loyalty and reverence towards them, that we recognize their favor and their ranks, and we respond to them in the best of ways at all times. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He instill this in ourselves and in our own children and in the future generations. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, You are the one who possesses all things and You are the one who can change hearts. So forgive us and forgive our parents and have mercy upon them as they had mercy upon us when we were young, and aid us in showing kindness and goodly behavior to them. I say this and I seek forgiveness for myself and for you. So seek His forgiveness, for indeed He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with this comes to an end this week's khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran Abu Dhabi.